is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And it's over. Happy birthday to you. We celebrate the day I finally walked away. Happy birthday to you. Me leaving you at last. I hope you had a blast, cause you used me and you tricked me for many, many years. You've been lying in my ears, conky. Oh, I was so conky. You had me down and out. Now I watch you puff and pout. It's a celebration. A celebration.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Thursday, the 8th of February. That means it's a Culture Thursday. Listen, it's the last Thursday. I'm going to see if I could entertain my friend Mr. Nuri with some Bahamian Valentine's Day culture. I don't know. He may want to talk about what's in the news. There's a lot in the news this morning. But after yesterday's heavy show, I wanted to lighten up the air a little bit. So let's start the show by saying happy birthday to Shine 242. That was Shine 242's latest song on the birthday party rhythm, breakup party, on the birthday rhythm, breakup party. Happy birthday, Shine 242, and congratulations on your nomination in the Elevation Awards. Now, here's a second note. If you're trying to reach me in the next 3 hours, send a WhatsApp, because I don't have my phone on me. I'm missing my phone, Mr. Nuri. I don't know how it's like my heart is breaking. I didn't realize, I almost did. And then I had to use my mind instead of my heart, right? Because I realized I feel heartbroken, separated from my phone. I realized I'm in love with my phone. I need to have it near me. Some of y'all know what I mean, because you need to have it in your hand all the time, even when you're driving. Yeah.
And my immediate supervisor sent me home to get it.
Yeah, because you need it.
No, you saw I was in depression. Like, I can do no work. Work stop.
Yeah.
He said, what's wrong with you? I left my phone home. And he saw that I was not productive. Like, everything stopped, right? I started sulking.
Yeah.
He said, man, go home. Go home, get your phone.
Yeah.
And rejuvenated, and I was working hard. You know, he said, I see. Yeah. I see that you need your phone attached to you. I'm more productive.
I'm telling you. It's like my heart feels better and I could do more things.
No.
That's not what it is.
No, not what
I'm saying with my phone.
With your phone, yes.
Without my phone.
Yes, without my phone, I go.
Despondent.
Yeah.
Disconnected.
I don't know what to do.
Absolutely.
And the world revolves without me, and that's impossible.
You see what I'm saying? It's like the world is going on, and you right here in the world and can't connect to any of it.
Stop the world and let me off.
Ah, boy. So today, Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
I got two things. Remember I told you I wanted to talk about that story?
Yes.
That's a big story,
it's
right?
It's a big story.
But I got music, man.
Yeah, but you can talk about the story and play music.
Okay. So, producer, let's start with another song. You ever sing the song today? Because I love y'all. And I love the Bahamas. And I'm always trying to find ways to connect with my country.
When Valentine's Day, by the way?
Next Wednesday coming.
Ah.
Wednesday coming.
Okay.
Producer, play the song by Lionel Lotmore Former. It's called Election in 68. And I wonder how many people listening to the radio today have ever heard this song.
Okay.
It's a sweet song.
I love the name, Election in 68.
It's a love song.
It's a love song?
I think it's a love song.
Okay.
Y'all listen. You tell me after you hear it. Put on your headphones.
New York is ready, but I'm feeling bad. It's election time, Sherry. Back in Nassau Town, you hear my people all day. Be all away. Yeah, yeah. Give me back my jacket and go on straight.
Election in 68.
But the God doesn't my previous say.
Election in 68.
I don't want to miss that day.
Election in 68.
Be all the way. I don't want to miss that day.
Election in 68.
And God, that's what Mr. Pendleton said.
Election in 68.
All right, man.
Signori, he's so in love with his country right? He's so in love with his time 68 election. He had to come home and vote for the people.
It was an important election. You know, yeah. I like history.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the song because it's contribution to history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that this has been lost. I think that we need to play this and to remind us of that bygone era.
Yeah. And it's so much arises from it, right? How important the 68 election was. PLP all the way. I ask, is that where they get PLP all the way from? Did they have that slogan from before then? Is this where the slogan comes from? But more importantly, that at that time, anybody who was considered a person of color, I mean, then there would have been a distinction maybe between Negro and mulatto
mm-hmm.
at the time. Both of them considered people of color. Anybody who was a person of color was voting PLP. Well, the vast majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
So to vote PLP at that time is a vote for the people, for real.
And I hear your narrative, but not necessarily that anyone who's a people of color voted PLP. Because remember the 62 election, when women got the right to vote,
mm-hmm.
those black women voted UBP en masse.
Hold on. And come on and challenge that narrative, though.
Yeah, but they voted en masse. They got the election.
Arena.
Yeah, but it's just as objective. I'm saying that in 62,
right,
the women got the right to vote, and the UBP won.
Now, here's what we learned from Dr. Arena's book, Towards a New Franchise, right? What we learned is that even Sir Randall Foulkes endorsed the UBP party. And so what if...
Bradley Roberts.
What it was that the women were following Randall Foulkes, who told them to vote UBP. And does that make a difference in terms of their allegiance? Anyway, interesting questions that pop up, but most importantly for that in that song, he's telling a woman, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go home.
And also I want to just throw in that we need to remember that the UBP 67, 68-ish was made up of different complexions.
Yes.
Yes.
Without
a
doubt.
Yeah, we tend to just whitewash it
but
at times.
To what extent was mulatto considered white?
Well,
or was the UBP really locally defined as a mulatto party but internationally recognized as a white party in comparison to the majority?
No, I hear you.
Okay.
But the UBP was a Bay Street elite party, not necessarily a white or mulatto party.
Okay.
Henry Taylor considered himself a person of color.
Okay, yeah.
Right, he was a mulatto, clearly a mulatto, a Long Island Red. But in his books, in his speeches, he said, we Negroes.
Right.
And if you say we Negroes, he considered himself black.
He,
but clearly, he wasn't the complexion of us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Producer, play this next song from a Sydney's Graduation. Darling, Take Me With You.
Where you find these old songs?
They're out there, you know. Mm-hmm. You just got to spend some time looking and like you go down a rabbit hole.
Is there an archive of Bohemian songs like a museum that you just go there and say, hey, I'm here to research?
Well, if there is one, it is within the, halls of the Carter, remember Island FM?
Mm-hmm.
I think they may have, with Z&S.
They close now.
Yeah, but they still have the catalog of work.
And they own cupboard someplace?
Yeah, but there's Bohemians.
Okay.
And it's Sir Charles Carter now.
Yeah, Sir Charles.
So
The
late Sir Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Producer, play that song for me. Sydney Graduation, Take Me With You, the love song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaks to the Bohemian experience. And then on the other side, Mr. Nuri, I got some questions for you.
Yeah.
I wanted to play the How Bohemian Are You game show, Valentine's Day edition. After this song, I can throw out some questions to the audience.
I was going to visit Nassau when I met a little filly, pleading with all sincerity, darling, please take me with you. Honey, I can't, I'm married, I got another woman. Remain a true love, I can't take you with me. Darling, take me with you, I would like to join you. I can't live without you, please don't go without me. I don't care what you do, I'm in love with you, so please don't ever leave me. Darling, take me with you.
Now, Miss Nuri, this is a song plenty Bahamian. I mean, like, this is a song that tells the experience of many Bahamians.
This remind me of, I could actually hear this song being played in my household.
Yeah?
I actually heard the song before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a nice song.
Yeah. But what makes me tingle inside is, these are Gombe. The two songs you played so far are Gombe beat.
Mm-hmm.
That mix of calypso and junkanoo together to form this genre, this lost genre that we had.
Yeah.
Called Gombe. And I'm not sure if today's musicians appreciate that sound, this sound of Gombe that we used to export and no longer export now.
Yeah, absolutely. And can we bring it back? Should we bring it back, right? Should we just allow music to evolve? Do we need to preserve it? I think we need to preserve it. That period, that Gombe period, migration was different. I mean, we have artists like Andre Toussaint.
Mm-hmm.
Singing Bahamian songs, singing songs in the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. Merengue is not, Sidney Isaacs, Cat Island Man, would say that, look, merengue is not Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
But merengue was performed in the Bahamas,
yes,
and evolved in the Bahamas.
Yes.
The influence of Bahamian artists along with a number of... Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an album called Calypso Madam.
Yes.
All women performers. Maureen Duvalier, under the name Calypso Mama, also... Bahama Mama, Maya Angelou, Miriam Makeba, Calypso Rose, right? All of these women were singing sort of Gombe, a mix of these sounds.
One was also appreciated that back then we were West Indian.
Right.
Which is different from Caribbean.
Right.
But back then we were West Indian, and West Indian was a holistic thing.
Right. It was a whole body.
Yes, it was a body. And we were a part of that body. So... what one played in Trinidad, one would play here in Nassau, and our music would have been there and present,
right?
Also,
and maybe they would have changed the words a little bit.
Yes, and we all shared the same music.
They would sing "I'm going home to Trini," as opposed to "going home to Nassau," right? Mm-hmm. And so, all of these songs provide an opportunity for exploration of who we are and who we want to be and who we can be. Mm. You know, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, play the "How Bahamian Are You" game show with me, Cecil, and the audience. We get to that article.
I is Bahamian? Or Bahamian nothing?
I mean, if you ain't Bahamian, I mean, I ain't Bahamian either.
That's
sir.
True. You kind of mix up. You like them conch salad.
I mean, I got Bayesian. I got Turks, even though Turks is... See, this is it.
Hmm.
I part Turks. And some people will say, but that's part Bahamian.
I remember when Turks was part Jamaican. It was part Bermudian. See, I remember I said history.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I remember when Turks and Caicos was part of Jamaica.
Yeah.
And I remember when Turks and Caicos was part of Bermuda. Of course, I remember when Turks and Caicos were part of the Bahamas.
Absolutely.
So they mix up. That's why they have that strange name like Ewan. Like, where did you get that last name Ewan from? That's a West Indian name, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, even the song Take Me With You is a song about the experience of migration.
Hmm.
Right? He'd say, look, obviously they in love. Whoever he's singing to and singing to him, they in love. They have a whole relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But he's letting her know, miss, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a whole life
mm-hmm.
in the Bahamas and I can't take you with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just fascinating. And do people talk about these experiences around the dinner table?
Yes.
You know, in the churchyard, at the cookout, at the fish fry, on the beach. So, Mr. Nuri, here's the first question. Let me throw it out to the whole audience. You could call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. It's toll-free. Text line 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. So here's the first question. Do men get Valentine's Day gifts?
Yes.
You do?
Not as much. I just get to say, hey, pass by tonight.
Because you work at night, so you have to pass by the house.
Pass by, yeah.
The house at night.
Yeah, that'd be the gift, yeah.
There you go. I think it's unbalanced.
It's unbalanced?
Yeah, I think Valentine's Day is unbalanced.
Yeah.
It's not fair to men. There's an expectation that men's...
But we do the pursuing. Or the woman do the pursuing also. Or you are that age where you believe women can propose to men.
I think it's a case-by-case basis. I think that if you, as a woman, propose to your man, you must know, A, that he wants to marry you, and B, that he's open to that.
Mm.
I think that this, you know, people expect you to just say, gender equality, women could propose to men too. Yes, you can propose to men too. Women can propose to men too. But It's not about the politics. Mm-hmm. It's about the relationship. Mm-hmm. And as a woman, you should, at the point of wanting to marry somebody, know if they would feel uncomfortable with you proposing to them.
Yeah.
Right? It's not about the politics. It's about the trust, the intimacy, and the understanding your partner.
Mm.
Right? I would say to women, if you can propose to your man in public, you need to let him know that that's what you want to do.
I say, let me know. Warn me. Don't let me say, oh, no, I ain't ready for that.
Right. And then understand the cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Put the politics aside. You take it on a case-by-case basis.
But women just tell man they won't get married. Hey, if you're propose to me by the end of the year or by the end of the month, that's... You have no choice then.
Right. And so this is the dynamic. You could always tell your husband you won't get married. Tell mm-hmm.
your partner.
Because in your mind, that's your husband,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell your partner, I want to get married.
And I want to get married by next week.
Right. Or tell them, look, I want you to propose to me in public.
Yes.
You got to be on, you can't just presume that they know your heart. Mm-hmm. They know everything. You got to tell them,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you've reached that point in your relationship, I want to say to women, if you are so frustrated that he has not proposed, that you're going to propose, that's an indication that you should reflect on the nature, on the relationship.
But should women, I use this word blackmail just for the emphasis of it, right?
Yeah.
Should women blackmail, force their man to say, hey.
Like ultimatum.
Ultimatum, yes. Yeah. Give a man an ultimatum. I need to get married by the end of the year or this relationship finished.
No, listen, if you say to me, Aaron, we need to get married by the end of May, or this inheritance will go to my brother.
No, I understand the inheritance.
We getting married.
Yeah, we getting married.
Tina, just don't mm-hmm. worry about it.
Yeah.
I can share some money with
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Hey, right, yeah. Normally, I check the show, right?
Yeah.
But great show as usual.
Thank you.
A woman proposed to a man.
Uh-huh.
And the man accepted. The woman just marry another woman. That can't be no man.
I mean, this is one cultural context we exploring.
That's not a man.
You marry, right, as well. And so it's important to understand the culture that you're marrying into. I'm not saying that women can, like, it's illegal for women to propose to men, but understand the culture of the partner and the family you want to marry into. And for a lot of men, even in 2024, it's emasculating to have a woman propose to them.
I guarantee you, that's not a man.
So I say to women who want to marry men and think that they should propose, what I would recommend is you tell him you want to get married.
So that means the man might well wear the panties then?
Well, I mean, don't say it like that, sir. But what I'm saying is, in the privacy of your relationship, you say to him, boy, I'm ready to get married. I really looking forward to being your wife. And I would like you, and if you do want to be my husband, I want an open proposal. I want you to propose to me in public. Tell him, he may not know. You can't beat him up because he don't know.
Ms. Green, the devil is a liar.
I mean, so you saying that if me and you dating, I can't tell you I want to get married? I'm not proposing to you. I'm just telling you I want to marry you.
Yeah, but what else you going to tell me next? You going to tell me when they empty the garbage?
Women do that all the time.
No, man, I just want you to know. Okay, listen, sir, because I'm taking you seriously. You are a handsome man, right? You're dependable. I've already identified in you all of the traits that I want, not just in a husband, but in a father for my children and in an in-law for my relatives. You are the one. You're a pie and a prize. What happens if I don't tell you I feel that way about you? You may think I don't like you, I'm not taking you seriously, and you go on to the next woman. I want you to know that I'm prepared to invest in you. In a private space, can I tell you that?
Boy, Ms. Green, I don't know if no behemoth man can take that.
I'm not going to propose to you, and I'm not going to do it in public, but I need you to know you's my pie. See,
okay,
some women, what they do, they don't say anything, but when they see you on a date with another woman, they attempt to break y'all up. I would rather you know that you are a number one suitor on my list, and then you make the decision from there. But from I tell you that, and you're not interested in marrying me, I expect you to tell me that so I could move on. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, that sounds fair.
That's all. So I'm saying, I'm conceding that within the cultural context of the Bahamas, the Caribbean, right now, many men, they feel like you diminishing their masculinity by proposing to them. For many men, they feel like that's the only thing we men have left. The only thing we have left is that we provide the sperm in the baby-making process and we propose to the women. So I get that part. I get that part. I'm not discounting that. But you got to be open to your woman expressing her love to you. Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. I mean, the thing is complex, and I think that people are more important than principles.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know your partner. I would say, don't propose to your husband in public. Don't surprise him with a proposal. You need to determine whether he is ready for that. And that may be a good indicator for you whether this is the person you truly want to marry. That's all. Producer, I want you to play another song for me. Play the song by Foreign Sound. It's another Bahamian band. I know you haven't heard this song before, Mr. Newey.
Listening now?
It's a beautiful, I think it's a love song. I think it's a ballad. It's something different, but it's definitely Bahamian.
Sing that song.
That's Foreign Sound.
Bahamian? That's not
no,
Bahamian.
No, all Bahamian.
It's a Bahamian group?
Yes, my
okay.
friend. Cairo, the Jacobin, Maz, the rock star. Anyway, all Bahamian band.
I wouldn't expect that. This is nice.
Beautiful song. Producer, play the song by Pat Roll from On the Street Where You Live.
I know Pat Roll.
Yeah, but I don't know how many people know Pat Roll. And
he,
I don't know how many people hear this voice.
He's lived down the road from me.
What?
Yeah, man. He's seen the hotels.
Yeah.
Down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once, I am several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. In the heart of town. Can you hear?
Listen, Nuri, the two songs. To the caller who just called, right? What I'm saying is, y'all Bahamian man want to sing like this.
Mm.
The first song, the end, the second song by Pat Roll. Y'all want to sing like this, and then you want to tell me, I can't tell you I love you?
Mm.
I can't tell you I want you to be my man?
I know Pat from the hotel.
Okay.
Dressed up inside the suits and singing in the restaurant there. That's a bygone era. When you hear that, I always thought Pat Roll and Pat Boone was the same person, actually. I just saw Pat.
Yeah.
I said, oh, all these songs, are you? You know, so I was very impressed as a young boy, 8, 9 years old, knowing him. And then there was Seymour. I'm trying to remember who the Seymour is.
Oh, man, I know
Seymour.
Who you're talking about.
Tony Seymour.
Yeah, Tony Seymour, pretty
and
blue
then,
eyes.
And then Tony Seymour Jr.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they are alive and they are still thriving inside the hotel era arena. But they had a voice. Tourists came here to hear
Pat
them
Roll
perform.
Could outsing Tony Bennett. He could outsing Frank Sinatra. Pat Roll could be on stage with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this caller telling me, I can't. If a man sing to me like that, it's a problem.
Okay, got to come and say, hey, I want you.
I mean, I can
no
bring,
anger, no place.
I can bring my family to let you know that we're serious mm-hmm. about this investment.
Bring your big brother and say, she come to get married today.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of pressure we put mm-hmm. on man, eh?
Say, hold him, Joe.
You know what? I just realized. Thank you, caller. Y'all have plenty pressure to get married. You could imagine a man pull up to your house in a truck with a shotgun and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about this girl been in this house crying about you for 3 weeks. You mm-hmm. gots to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, sir, but she ain't even pregnant. Mm-hmm. This ain't even no shotgun. He says, a shotgun where this girl?
That and that.
Boy, we need some real men's rights mm-hmm. work in the town, eh? I mean,
I have a text says, good morning to you both. I think it's unbalanced as well. Women think it's all about them. Also, anniversaries, women expect men to plan everything. I know this lady that did not speak to her husband for a week because he forgot her at their anniversary. In my mind, I'm like, well, what did you do? Nothing. LOL. Well, my wife is reminding me. Our anniversary coming up, by the way.
I can remind you.
My birthday coming up, by the way.
I'm not going to put the pressure on you to remember with all of the work, the overwhelm. Especially you got children. You got multiple jobs.
And if you want to get a gift, you better remind me.
Just remind them.
Yeah.
Get a big calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Put it up in the kitchen.
Yes.
Wherever he have his beer or whatever he like, put it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And let him know.
There was a time when I celebrated my anniversary twice. Because I forgot which day it was. And forgot that I already celebrated. And I said, oh, God, it's September. Forgetting that I got married in June.
Right.
So I buy in all this gifts and surprise him. Hey, happy anniversary in September. He said, but our anniversary gone. What do you mean it's gone? Did I buy you anything? Yeah, you did. I said, okay. Then it's a post-anniversary. And the reason for that is the reason why I thought of September. Our original date was September, right?
Yeah.
And then it was on one of those calendars, and the calendar reminded me. I said, oh, God, I almost forget this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go on scamping on spending money. So, yeah, I spent my money twice.
Producer, let's go to this phone call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning, how you do?
All is well. I just want to say you're talking about...
Valentine's Day, we're talking about love.
Yeah.
And relationships.
Well, Aaron, this is a thriller minute here.
Yes.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air. And I celebrated my 23rd anniversary on the 3rd.
Congratulations.
Okay. Listen to me, Aaron. Listen to me. When I got married,
mm-hmm.
well, in fact, I used to go to church. Vision of Hope and Yama Core.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had 3 kids with my girlfriend. Now, the pastor said, now, look here, man, you come to my church every Sunday. Every Sunday, you in church with this woman. You got the kids. My, that ain't right. Listen to me. And I thank God for the late Bishop Harold Neen.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, Quincy, look here, next month, I can marry you. I said, what? He said, yeah. And in the meantime, I was married. And you know, I thank God every day. Because most men, if you got a woman in your house and you're married, you're happy. And she ain't put no pressure on you.
This Quincy Miller?
Quincy Triller Miller Pratt.
Yes.
Triller Miller Pratt. Oh, okay.
Okay, and the pastor said, Quincy, man, listen to me. I thank God every day for Bishop, the late Bishop Harold Neen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That was 23 years ago, February 3rd. Now, the only problem I had with that was that, how can I get married less than 2 months after Christmas and the February month?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much expense on me.
Yeah.
But my wife, she understands, like, we can celebrate our anniversary on Valentine's.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, and listen to me, she's been a good wife. I ain't got no problem, although she's a... 10 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you always tell me, why do you keep looking so young? I said, because of you.
Got him keep
I'm
up.
I'm all looking really sure now.
Yes.
Yes, sir. But look here, thank you so much for sharing that. And and highlighting how important community is
in
a relationship.
Amen.
And how important having a strong support system is. You got to be in a church where you can trust that the pastor has your best intentions at heart.
Okay. And one more thing, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got 6 kids.
Okay, congratulations.
Okay, but listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I only wish I had all in one house. I had 2 outside before I got married, but I wish I had all of them in one house. And I can say this is a real story.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about 12 years to get all my kids together to take one picture.
Wow.
This is me. It was the women's fault. Because if I had a couple of girlfriends, why fight among yourselves? Okay? It took me 12 years to get all those kids together to take one photograph. And I thank God every day for that. I keep that picture in my back pocket.
Yes, sir.
Every day.
That's a sweet kind of love. Thank you so much. That's it. Right? That you got these kids, you love them, you keep them close to your heart. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I always tell my boys, I got three boys.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my boys, listen to me, when I was young, I've been in the police station for all of y'all. And I tell them, God, the day I never had to go to the police station, to sign my son's bail.
Yes,
I tell them I did, the time I did, in reform school, when I was 13, until I was 16, that's the time I did for all my sons.
Yeah.
Okay, I said, if you ever get the police hand, I ain't coming. Don't call me.
Don't call me
because I ain't coming. I waited the time for you all.
I understand.
So stay right back.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Absolutely. And congratulations and enjoy the celebration of your anniversary this month. Okay, Mr. Newry, question. Gift basket or jewelry?
Jewelry.
Okay.
And if I buy, I say gift certificate.
All right. Singagram or flowers?
Flowers.
You don't want nobody see? If the Bahamian man could sing like this, I don't want them singing to my Valentine.
That and flowers needs to be delivered to work, so the wife, counterpart, can see she got flowers.
That's the next question, but you answered it. Private gift at home or send the gift to work?
No, you got to send the gift to work.
Because other people have to see it.
Because there's politics. There's a politics. Women have politics. So they need to know. Oh, your man buy that? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You have such a good man.
That's why sometimes women buy it for themselves.
Yes, and send it to themselves.
Right.
Let people talk.
Ladies, call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 242-300-5720 for the Family Island residents. It's toll-free. Text line 422-GR96. Here's the question. Have you ever bought a Valentine's Day gift for yourself?
That include jewelry?
And had the card and had it delivered to work and the card signed as if it was from another person? I'd really like to know. And men, have you ever done that? Because if I was a man, I'd do that. Yes, I'd do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that... If I was a man, I may be scared. Because I can buy the fruit bouquet, and then I can let all the women eat from it at work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretending like I have a woman, but really and truly I don't. I try that play. You ever did that? When you were single?
Buy myself something.
But pretend like it was sent from a significant other.
No.
And then display it at work and show it off.
No. I think it's a woman thing.
Only women do that. Eh?
In fact, most men like to pretend they're single. No one buy me nothing. Yeah.
And so they could get...
Because I remember...
They could curry favor and maybe get a pity gift.
At work, people want to know why my shirt smell like lavender. I say, you have a woman, eh? See? That messed that whole vibe up. I say, don't iron for me no more, please. you messing my vibe up at work.
Producer, I will play some newer music. We got some young people out here also making some great... music from jazz to electronic music to R&B. Producer, play What You Do For Me by Shadfer and Ali and Rose. Shadfer is a young...
Is it Bahamian too?
Yeah, this is all Bahamian.
All Bahamian?
All songs are Bahamian today.
You need to send me that other song I did like, because I like that.
I will do. I don't know, between Shadfer and Johnny Cake, I don't know which one is... doing more work, comedy, music, film. That's impressive.
This sounds modern.
It's very.
Okay.
I'm gonna play a little bit, but just the intro.
Every inch, babe.
I don't know if you remember in the 90s when the other radio station first opened up and playing all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we listened to all kinds of music in the nighttime,
mm-hmm.
man. I mean, the world, the Bahamas just shifted, just changed. play Rush Out by Vivid Leval for me, and then we're going to play Blondie's version of I'm a Boatman.
Yeah, and this that sounds like Sade.
Sade.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Super talented.
Yeah, that's nice. That's soft.
Yeah, this is Rush Out by Vivid Leval. Also another love song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sound like you're in love with this.
Well, I need to generate this loving spirit. I want you to hear the jungle in it, too.
What genre of music is that?
Man.
I hear like a
it's
junk
a fusion.
Theme.
It's a junk fusion, fusion yeah. with R&B.
With R&B. So it's an R&B song.
Yeah. So fused with junk.
What would that other one would sound like Sade?
That's R&B.
That's R&B.
We call that R&B as well. Yeah. This next one. Now, this is a love song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, plenty of people can say it's not a love song. But if you see Blondie perform this song, mm-hmm. if you see KB, the original, KB's original song,
mm-hmm.
I'm a Boatman. When I watch Blondie perform this,
mm-hmm.
I say, man, I understand why these man, them in love with the ocean.
I love how Blondie tends to slow it down.
Yeah, but this one, he pick it up.
He pick it up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Blondie's version of I'm a Boatman.
Mm.
This is special for me because I had a very good friend who's a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
He passed on now. It means something totally different to me. But he was in love with the ocean.
Is there a boat culture?
I mean, yeah.
Perhaps we need to do a documentary on just people who fish.
Yeah, without a doubt. Anyway, this is from, I think, the Bahama Rock concert
mm-hmm.
at Independence.
Mm-hmm.
This is Blondie, I'm a Boatman. It's a little rough. Thank you, producer. Now, that's a very, very rough version, but I wanted you all to hear. So the next time you see Blondie, you got to tell him you need to go in the studio and cut a studio version of your cover of KB's I'm a Boatman.
I am more concerned that I started sculling. Did you start sculling?
Yes.
I started moving my feet?
Yes, man. I mean, KB's version is excellent. What Blondie did to it, if you saw the concert, there's a man in the front of the audience asked, he requested that song.
Mm-hmm.
And Blondie look at him and say, but you ain't no fisherman, you's a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
He say, I's a fisherman too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how much he loved the water.
Mm.
And for that boat culture, he loved the water.
Mm.
He loved the ocean. He loved being out there. It's different from being on land. It's like a wildness. It's a vast expanse of nothing but ocean to be conquered.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cecil, I got a cousin-in-law-ish, right? I watch a video. It's an Abaco man. We call him Conky Joe. He in a skiff.
Okay.
The skiff hauling.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they chasing a turtle.
Oh.
This boy jump off the skiff onto the turtle and wrangle the turtle.
On the turtle back.
Yeah, he let it go. They wasn't catching the turtle. They was just mm-hmm. being superhero.
Mm-hmm.
This boy jump off the speeding skiff and wrangle the turtle.
Mm. That should have been something to see.
When man say they love the ocean, it's a real love song, you know.
Mm.
That's why all of these stories I've been reading and highlighting about the fisheries, boat registration fees, and all of these issues, they're very important. They're part of our culture. a big part of who we are. And so, and I love what you did to it. Bloody. Producer, let's play, I don't know, Dead Drunk by Johnny Cake? This is a different type of love. Dead Drunk by Johnny Cake on the Birthday Rhythm.
Yeah. I just got a text and I guess like mesmerized. Say.
Listen, the text says, good morning. So a secret admirer sent me flowers and I gave them to my girlfriend. That's the safest thing to do, yeah, sir.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Woman could be trapped in it.
The safest thing to do.
Did you get anything to work today? No.
You better protect yourself, protect your relationship, protect the integrity of your relationship. And because it was a secret admirer, he couldn't send them back. I appreciate it. I got a text here referencing the conversation earlier about women proposing. That ain't no man action, Aaron. We don't pretend. Oh, I see what you're saying. You ain't gonna pretend you single or in a relationship. You can tell the woman, I in a relationship and I prepared to date you too. I value honesty. I be honest with you. This is Johnny Cake, Dead Drunk. It's a song about being in love with rum. At least he's honest about it.
Feeling nice, got the bears on ice. I'm gonna drink all day and gonna be bustin' tonight. Yeah, that's cause I lose dead drunk. You know I come here to dance. Bartender, hand me some rum. My only pop bottles, you know the plan. Oh yes, I feel dead drunk. 240 ounces, I is mine. 410 gen, I just need somebody to find. Feeling dead drunk. If you was born on this day, I get what you thought, yeah, we taking shots. So just send tequila this way. My lord, I feeling dead drunk. I know you hear what I say. I care if you in your 20s or in your 50s and your hair gray. Under the moon or the sun, I'll be drinking rum. And I'm gon' party cause the weekend come. Right now I'm feeling nice, got the bears on ice. I'm gon' drink.
Producer, line up the song by King Eric and His Knights for me next. What another love song.
What genre would this be?
That's like a rake and scrape fusion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a rake and scrape fusion. Johnny Cake. Of all the rake and scrape artists, is though I think the one right now who is exploring the boundaries of rake and scrape, right? Johnny Cake makes rap, he makes R&B, he makes rake and scrape, right? He does hip hop and rap, he makes movies, short films, he's a comedian, right? And so of all of the artists right now doing rake and scrape, Johnny Cake is, you know, the most adventurous one. Mm-hmm. He made that song, Flicking Road, the expose on the pandemic lockdown experience. Mm-hmm. Important song. Let's play Ugly Woman by King Eric and His Knights.
If you want to be happy and live a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. If you want to be happy and live a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you have to do is just what I say, and you'll be happy, merry, and gay. So from a logical point of view, does the pretty woman make her husband look small? And very often calls him downfall. Soon as they're married there and then she starts doing things that will break his heart. When you think she belongs to you, she calling somebody else to do. So from a logical point of view,
producer, I got another song for you to play. Mr. Newry, you ever heard of the Coralites?
No.
You ever heard of Lord Cody and the Coralites?
No, definitely not.
Play Wedding Bells. Or maybe Marianne. You know.
Oh, I know the songs.
Yeah, we know. You know the songs.
Yeah, I know the songs.
Play either one. Surprise
wedding
us.
Bells. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, play
dun,
Wedding Bells. You can sing along.
She loved me. One day she said, honey, let us talk matrimony. I said, babe, you got me in a spot and I don't know what to do. But I know that you're in love with me and I love you too. But those wedding bells, oh, those wedding bells, I don't want you no more if you got those wedding bells. Those wedding bells, baby.
I met a girl in a hot club one Saturday night. We buy beer and whiskey and I should want to stop a fight. I said, baby, please stop the stupidness. What you trying to do? Stop making fuss. And those wedding bells, oh, those wedding bells. I don't want you no more if you love those wedding bells. And those wedding bells makes me run like hell.
I should have played that earlier, hey. Because now I see a part of the culture that the men are talking about, right? Even though I'm younger than them, my experience is younger than theirs. I'm naive in, you know, the face of their experience. I see now, Lord Cody already tell them, wedding bells make me run like hell. Very interesting. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, turn your radio down. Caller, you can turn your radio down. You still there?
Going once?
Okay, they're gone. All right, Mr. Newry, we are almost...
Man, we have a whole 6 minutes to play a whole song, man.
Well, then play jazz.
Jazz?
Yeah. Anushka Wright.
Okay, no Anushka Wright.
Jazz artist. Mm-hmm. Softly as in a morning sunrise. Jazz standard.
Is this her song?
This no, it's not her song. It's a classic, jazz classic. Ooh. There we go.
As in the morning sunrise, healing into a newborn day, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, the light of love is stealing a vow that all betray. For the passion that killed love and set you high into heaven.
There we go. Classic jazz standard.
I love the acoustic guitar.
Hear that one, right? Now play Lord Cody, play the Coralites' Autumn Leaves. Another jazz standard. Played in a totally different style by another Bahamian. I won't be in love. But Bahamians is love differently. Sometimes we love things more than we love people. Sometimes we love concepts, you know? But it's all love. This is Autumn Leaves by the Coralites.
They fall in leaves, divine my window. They are truly all red. I see your face in summer kisses. This sunburned hand I used to.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron, and your guests. How you doing, your co-host?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
I just want to send out a shout to my wife.
Yes, sir.
Shirley May Store. This coming November, make 38 years.
Congratulations.
Wow. Since I've been married.
Okay.
Let me tell you, when we start dating in 84, she just know that you're going to get married. You remember Amway?
Yeah.
The all this stuff from Amway, just you know how to talk about putting away in the chest? And she started doing all of that. Let me tell you, I love my wife. And let me tell you, I don't know if something is to happen right now to her and, you know, God forbid, I have to take some skin from her and some blood and clone it.
Yeah.
And then put it to the next lady.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I don't think I can find nobody like her.
Yeah.
Because she's trustworthy. I can go to bed, put my head, go away. She can go away. And I don't have to lose sleep. Like some men, some women, you know, I don't have to lose sleep at all. And so I said, she's a loving lady. She loved the Lord. And we still serving together in our church and everything. And we give God thanks for her. And like I said, she's committed and everything. And like I said, I love her very much. And if you're listening, baby, I love you.
That's nice.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, my favorite.
For y'all to listen to together.
I like the one with the guy named not Teddy Pendergrass. I can't remember. But it's a lot of them. And we sit down, we watch good old movies together, be like Hawaii 5-0 and stuff like that. You know? And like I said, she can cook. That's the first thing I found out, that she could cook. When I say, now you can, she say, yeah. I say, but you got to cook soup and bring it to me. Mm. And then she used to bring the soup to my work and, hey, off the chain.
Lovely.
And that.
Lovely. Okay. Thank you so much. And so many mature men say that. Look, the characteristics you're looking for, I'm looking for something different. Can she cook?
Squeeze that call in, man.
Yeah, producer, let's go to this call. Oh, there we go. Good morning, caller. I hear you.
Caller going once.
Caller going once. We missed you, caller. I'm so sorry. Mr. Nuri, thank you for playing the game with me.
Yeah, man.
How Bahamian are you? Game show. I have some more questions like extravagant or simple Valentine's Day. Do you wear a coat suit or a linen suit on Valentine's Day?
I wear a shirt.
Do you wear African suit?
I wear African everywhere I go. Okay. I have a lot of dashikis.
So I say African suit for you. Gifts or acts?
That's hard. It depends because it varies. I don't know how to answer that. I like gifts, but I like charity work and acts of service.
For your loved one.
For a loved one. I like acts of service. You know what? One of the biggest turn on, which is strange?
Yeah.
Watching my wife wash dishes. I say, oh, look at you. You're good.
Didn't she do it voluntarily? You didn't have to ask her.
No. She washes dishes all the time. Yeah, but I find that, like when I come in home and see her, okay, so.
It make you feel like your house is a home.
Yeah. That's like, hey, when you finish that.
It's Bible study time.
Yeah.
I like that.
When you finish that. Yeah.
Okay. Movies or clubbing?
Movies. I'm never a club person.
All right. Producer, I don't know what I want to end it with. Do we end it? Your choice. Do we end it with Camila Electricity or do we end it with Blind Blake, Love Alone?
I love Love Alone.
Yeah, I say, okay, Cecil say Love Alone by Blind Blake.
Love Alone goes King Edward Sleeth.
You know what I like about that song? It's likely it wasn't Love Alone.
What was likely what?
It caused him to leave the throne.
Him being German? You think that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
He was a good British subject, man.
Thank you very much for joining me today on the clock on this Culture Thursday. I wanted to shift the energy a little bit, but I know Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up
back.
Next. We're going to shift it back into some news.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me this morning, Mr. Nuri. Let's talk love. Let's talk the culture of love. Let's talk our lives, our experiences.
I love this country.
I love it too.
Yeah,
man. I don't need the music to love it, but the music sure helps.
Yeah.
You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you, producer. It's a great time.
If a plane on a ship don't carry me free, I'd walk with Miss Simpson across the sea. It's love alone, cause King Edward.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.